I'm just going to do recording audio.
So we have a ghost named Sophie in our dorm. Okay. And, like, they'll tell you the story about Sophie. But it was, like, my first or second night living there, and I really didn't, like, I hadn't met them yet, so I was kind of alone. And I had heard that, like, Sophie would, like, visit you and, like, move things in your room. And, like, I felt like since I was, like, very lonely that night, because it was, like, my first, it was, like, my second night in Austin. And I was like, oh, I'm, like, all alone, whatever. And I have this teddy bear that I've had, like, my entire life, and it's always on my bed. And I remember I lay down, and I usually, like, when I lay down on my bed, I lay, like, on the teddy bear. And then, so I laid on my teddy bear, and then I looked to my right, to my desk, and my teddy bear is sitting on my chair, like, looking at me. And I was like, and this was right after I had heard that Sophie, like, moves things. So I was like, am I hallucinating, or... We had a hide and seek where one of the first nights before the teddy bear thing happened. And I'll just tell the story of Sophie then. From what we heard is she, like, was living at SRD, because SRD used to be, like, a home for, like, women to, like, live during the war. Yeah.
And so, unmarried, like, single
woman. Yes. And so she had gotten a telegram that her boyfriend had died in the war, so she threw herself down the elevator shaft. And so the elevator shaft is closed now. We have two, and so one of them is closed.
It's just an empty shaft. There's no elevator in there.
There's no elevator, and it's just, like,
worse than having an inactive one.
Yeah. Right?
I don't like it when they take the elevator out. No, like, just leave it.
Frosted. Yeah, it's so spooky. Yeah. And so we were having a hide-and-seek night, and where I had learned that Sophie, like, moves things was in this, like, closet thing. Like, is it by the elevator shaft, or is that the elevator shaft?
I don't know.
It's, like, on the side of the elevator, and it's, like, a closet, and it's apparently really dangerous to be in there, which I didn't know, because I think it's, like, they made, like, the elevator entrance into, like, a closet, so, like, underneath it is just, like, empty? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it is. I don't know. And that's where I had learned that she moves things, and then I think it was that night that my teddy bear was, like, on my chair, so.
She's like, now that you've had the ice broken, now that you know,
right.
I can do it.
Yeah, right? It was so spooky. I actually genuinely was like, okay, I have chills. It was crazy.
Freaky.
Okay, so I have one for my sister, and, like, so my sister is RA at was RA at SRD, and so, like, for RAs, they have to move in, like, a week before to, like, prepare everything, and so, like, it's usually just, like, the nine people, like, the nine RAs that are in that room, and, like, the RDs or whatever, right? So, like, probably, like, 10 people in the whole building. And so, she was on the fourth floor, and the fourth floor is where Sophie killed herself. And the RA room, like, for the fourth floor, is right next to the elevator shaft. And so my sister was in there, and it was at night, and she kept hearing girls giggling and, like, running across the floor. And then the next day, she, like, asked the other RAs, like, hey, were you guys, like, up on the fourth floor or anything like that? Like, I just heard girls giggling. And everyone was like, no, we were actually not even here. Like, we were getting dinner or something like that.
Freaky.
And then our friend Sophia, she has a story where, like, she was taking a shower at, like, 2 in the morning or something like that. And our showers are, like, communal. And so, but the glass, like, on the door is frosted, so you can, like, kind of see shapes. And so she was in the shower, and she's, like, showering, whatever, and then there's, like, she sees this figure that, like, comes in the door very fast, like, opens the door very fast, runs, and goes into the shower in front of her, mm-hmm. which is, like, not shower etiquette. Like, you don't shower in front of someone, like, you know, like, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. If it's just you in the room. Mm-hmm. And then she was, like, explaining, she was, like, I saw, like, the way she was, like, dressed.
Oh, thank you. Have a good night.
It was, like, a white, like, antebellum dress. Like, with the puffed sleeves, and she, like, saw, like, the shape in the shower door, like, and it got into the shower, closed the door, and just stood there, and so she was, like, okay, like, I'm gonna wait until, like, this person, like, you know, turns on the shower or something like that, so she's, like, listening, and then she hears the shower go on, off, and then the door gets open, and she runs out, the, like, figure runs out, and then, she was telling me another experience was, like, same thing happened, but this time it was, like, a dark figure, like, a weird, like, dark figure, right? And then, literally, I think, like, a week later, I, like, got, I think it's connected to my sleep paralysis, because I got sleep paralysis, and I never get sleep paralysis. I got, like, once in, like, it was, like,
less than a week later. It was, like, a couple
less than a week later.
Freaky.
And I got sleep paralysis, and I was, like, I, like, opened my eyes, and I see in the corner of my room, like, a black, weird silhouette. Mm-hmm. And I was, like... So I don't think that's Sophie.
Yeah. I think something with the bathrooms are generally haunted because
when I was
shared central bathrooms.